Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, I have a suspicion, and this is just my own personal observation that I'm hoping I could either get confirmation on this morning or complete denial.
Okay.
I have a theory here, and nurses can't say it while they're at the hospital, that's for sure, but you could sort of see it from time to time with nurses, that I think there's like this bubbling animosity between nurses and doctors. And I think it's because nurses do – nurses, they bust their ass. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying doctors don't, but I'm saying like nurses put in a good amount of time. I know in watching my wife's delivery, for instance, like the nurse is there the entire time. She's doing everything. Doctor comes in last minute, literally last minute, last couple of pushes on our first baby, and game over. Doctor comes in, takes all the credit, takes off, you know? And I'm not sure that it's like that outside of delivery rooms and other areas of the medical industry, but I know I have seen from time to time in hospitals where a nurse, maybe it's a personal thing or maybe it's more of a generalization, where she just sort of feels like she shouldn't get enough credit and the doctor is like the glory dude.
But couldn't it be argued that there are so many there are more nurses than doctors, so like that's their job is to get everything ready, and then the doctor is just – essentially coming in to sign off on it.
Well,
like, wouldn't that be the argument?
Even if that was the job, that wouldn't mean that the nurses wouldn't feel like they just weren't appreciated because they are working harder.
Right.
Well, I think it just depends. I think that, I mean, they're two completely different jobs. The doctor is totally responsible on every level for everything happens with that patient. So there's a level of responsibility that the doctor has that the nurse may not have. So, you know, it's not to disregard the, you know, level that doctors play. But the nurses certainly do have interaction with the patients more often than the doctors do. In my case, I have a chronic condition. So when you have a chronic condition, you have a specialized doctor and nurses, then there's a closer relationship with them. I haven't experienced that in my time, that the nurses and the doctors have there's a resentment because they work so closely together. And the nurses, from what I've seen, feel appreciated by those doctors because they're constantly working together. But I said this earlier, I don't think it's just doctors that don't appreciate nurses. I think society doesn't, because I think that if you are a person that went to your parents and said, I'm going to medical school, I'm going to go be a nurse, then, you know, people always will question, well, why not just be a doctor?
Right. Why don't you go like, a little longer? You know, why don't you stretch yourself a little bit and really earn?
Yeah. And right. I don't think they get the appreciation from everybody that they deserve, not just the doctors.
So we kind of sort of call this like occupational confessional, where we'll put you on the voice disguiser and you just got, we're not going to ask you where you work. We're not even going to ask you what your real name is, how long you've been a nurse. But is there a bubbling kind of animosity towards doctors, general rule? Is it there?
Mm-hmm. And does it go both ways? Does it come from the doctors to the nurses too?
And I think that especially if you're a male nurse, definitely call, because I think that you talk about being disrespected for what you do and feeling like you're not doing enough, which is ridiculous.
My best friend is a nurse, and so is her husband. And so I also have heard that the male nurses get all the tougher jobs, like they get all the heavier patients, they have to do all the heavier lifting, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing, and don't really get any credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will call her Sarah, and she is on the voice disguiser right now. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Can I just ask you?
I'm excited to talk to you guys. I've been a listener from the beginning, and I never get through. So
well, thank you.
I think I can bring some clarification to all of your questions.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, I'll address, first of all, you were talking about, like, the animosity, or is there any, like, bubbling jealousy? And I think that one of you guys, I think, Melissa, you said it, that I don't know that they're two different jobs, and so I don't know that I have, like, a jealousy towards doctors, but I think where the tension comes in, or where the resentment comes in, is that as a nurse, you're in the hospital setting, which is all I can really speak to because that's all I've ever done until recently. You do all this work to help get your patient ready. I did trauma ICU, so it was very intense. You have a lot of things going on. And the doctors kind of swoop in, as Winnie said, and they kind of take all the credit, which is fine because that's what they do and they went to school a long time. I have no problem with that. But the way they treat you behind the scenes is what has ultimately led for me to leave the hospital, because they will, in general, and there's a few exceptions, but in general, the way they talk to you, I mean, I'm sure these people, a lot of these doctors, wouldn't even talk to a dog the way they talk to the nurse. It's like so condescending, giving us these orders and saying, you know, why did you do this? You need to do this. And then they leave. So in the aftermath, then you have to kind of say, okay, well, I need to do all these things that he said, and you go check the chart, and they forgot to write the order. So then you have to call them and say, you forgot to write the order. You wanted me to do X, Y, and Z, but you didn't write the order. And then they're kicked off because you're calling them. So it's more of just the relationship, I think. And, again, there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, I've been a nurse for a long time, and I've worked at some of the best teaching university hospitals on the East. And in general, that's the way they treat you. It's just, like, so condescending. They talk to you horribly, and you're just a task-oriented profession.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. All right, that's just the first one. Get the phones lit up with nurses. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. You're on the voice disguiser.
Good.
You're a male nurse.
Yeah.
Do you feel any of this anytime?
You know, I think it actually depends on which area of the hospital you work in. Because in the emergency room and, like, in the ICU, like, it seems like the critical care areas, mm-hmm. the nurses tend to get along with the doctors a little bit more. Just because there's a lot of emergent things that go on, and the nurse has to do the work and just has to get it done without the physician being around. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you work on the med-surg floor, it's kind of a more laid-back environment. The patient's there a little bit longer, and the nurse really, there's not that much to do as far as emergent things that need to be done. They give the patient the meds, they go by what the orders the doctors wrote, and that's pretty much it. And then if the physician does need to come in, like on the med-surg floor, they have to call them to get orders. And it seems like that's where the doctors throw more attitude, is up on those type of floors, whereas nurse room is not.
Have you ever felt a lack of respect for being a nurse?
Yeah, definitely. I work at a facility that has med students, mm-hmm. and has the residents, and the residents are the ones that have the attitude because they are just learning to be doctors.
Right.
And so you kind of get a little upset because you're like, listen, you snotty little punk. I've been doing this for so many years, and here you are. You know 10 times more than they do, but mm-hmm. They're sitting there, you know, being jerks, and they're probably the ones that seem to get slapped around a little bit for their attitude with the nurses.
We've said it's kind of the same rule with celebrities in here. If they're on their way up, generally they're really arrogant and standoffish, but if they've already made it, they're cool.
Right.
Totally cool.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
You're on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
I don't have to be on the voice disguiser.
I don't really care.
Okay.
I've been a nurse since 1985, and I've worked in the hospital. I've worked in chronic dialysis. I've worked all over. And 9 times out of 10, doctors disrespect nurses. We're the ones who, when we see a problem, we call them and say, this is going on. They say, oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe we should do this. And then they make it all big, like, oh, I fixed them. I made them better. And, you know, you just only do what I say.
So, again,
and
it's that task.
That's, like, so not it at all. I mean, the nurses are the ones who save the lives because they're the ones who are there all the time. And like you said before, the doctor came in, oh, 2 pushes, I delivered the baby. Well, who was the one that was there for all of it? And that's the nurses. And they don't get the respect they deserve.
So, again, it's that taskmaster mentality.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's the doctor write the order and the nurse fulfills it, but it's almost like the, well, you're here for me and that's all you're here for, when it really is a profession that should stand on its own. And there's a shortage of nurses. Like, there's been a bubbling shortage mm-hmm. of nurses for almost a decade now. So this must be, it's all relative, I think. The fact that if I'm not respected and I'm not getting paid what I should be paid, then why am I going into this profession, and is one of the most important professions out there?
Alicia, do you want to be on the voice disguiser?
Yes.
Okay, you are.
Hi, good morning, Bert.
Good morning.
See you guys every morning.
Thank you. Now you have a form. All right, go ahead. You've been waiting for somebody to ask.
Well, I left my last job because I transferred from a hospital setting because I wasn't getting the respect that I deserved, and went to an office setting. And in the office setting, a doctor actually threw a freaking chart at me.
Really?
Oh, no. Yes. It was something about an order that was supposed to be written and faxed to the hospital for a patient, and it was important. And it was done. She just didn't look. So out of spite, she threw the chart.
Mm.
And we deal with that every day, all the time. We deal with the patients one-on-one, face-to-face. Every day, the doctors, all they do is write the orders. And that's what we're supposed to do, go by the orders. It's not fair. It's not fair to us, and it's not fair to our patients, because sometimes they lack on a different type of care that they need. And some of the doctors don't have the compassion. What happened to the compassion in the medical field? What happened to the compassion for the doctors they're supposed to have for these patients? And they don't. They just see them as a dollar sign, what type of insurance you have. That's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, in the days of the, you know, house calls and stuff are gone.
Fortunately over.
Yeah.
I'd say that we could probably do this for the next 2 hours if we wanted to, but just to give you kind of an indication of what's going on the phones. About 75 to 80% of the calls are from nurses saying, yeah, there's not only that bubbling tension going on, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's just that taskmaster mentality. And just they don't get the respect from doctors that they think they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Some assistants were calling out the nurses, though. Like it trickles down.
Like a technician is saying the nurse
doctor
is
takes it
me.
Out of the nurse. Nurse takes it out of the technician.
Right.
Technician takes it out of the assistant.
Let's just pay it forward.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.